producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-993-7569. Ellen, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
So the reason I was calling today is because my whole family was recently having a conversation about our verbal tics.
Okay.
I had discovered that my husband says when he's tense, especially when he's on a business call, can say you know two or three times in a single sentence. He pointed out that I say a lot. And and our 18-year-old daughter said that she was taking a public speaking class in high school, and she watched a videotape of herself giving an extemporaneous speech, and she said that she said you like and you know throughout the whole speech, and she was horrified. So we decided to have a family dinner where we would all try to be really conscious of our own verbal tics and try not to use them. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if maybe you had some advice on how we could all work on these things.
Okay. Understand, technically, you guys are not talking about verbal tics. You're talking about space holders, which are similar. Verbal tics are like clearing your throat or things of that sort. Both of you, are, or all three of you, are using space holders to buy yourself a little time between your thought process and verbalization.
Right.
It will be particularly true in extemporaneous speeches, which is a phone call, public speaking, the things that you're talking about. So if you write a speech out, they're much less likely to happen because you're reading the speech. But it also sounds like you're reading the speech. The family structure where you're doing this may be helpful because you will be a bit more conscious of it. Someone will be reminding you of it. Most of us don't hear ourselves do it. Most people are not as aware of someone else doing it. Every once in a while, someone will call and say, do you realize that you say basically all the time? And so once somebody said that, now I say fundamentally. So then somebody in a couple of months will write and say, do you realize you say fundamentally? Let me just tell you, as a broadcaster for whom everything is extemporaneous, if you slow things down, you don't need space holders as often. Because you've given yourself a little more time to think about what you're saying before you say it, and because the cadence has slowed a bit, you're not going to need as many placeholders. And when you need to just take a moment and get your thoughts together, it will sound less dead air when you just slow things down a little bit. So for most of us, it's not so much that we need the placeholders because we can't think fast enough. It's that we need the placeholders because we're talking too fast. So our words are really getting a bit ahead of our thoughts. And so when we say, you know, or basically, what we've done is given our mouth a pause so our thoughts can catch up.
Oh,
if you slow everything down.
When I was listening to my husband's phone conversation, a business call where he was doing that you know thing, he was trying to get out a lot of information, and he was talking really fast.
Yep. And an extemporaneous speech, because we don't know what we don't know what we're going to say next, we tend to feel that if we just stop, it will make everybody nervous, including us, so we just fill up the space. And so that's why I'm saying they're not so much verbal tics. They're not so much from nerves as much as space fillers that give our brain a chance to kind of catch up to our verbiage.
Right.
So if you just slow everything down, you will find it works exceptionally well, number one. Number two, the family dinner sounds to me not a bad idea at all because it will make everybody aware of when they're doing it, because most times we're not aware of it, and the reason we're not aware of it is our brain is trying to figure out the next thing to say. So it does not have the perspective that said, oh my gosh, you just said it again. Someone else saying that to us can be very helpful. The third thing, which may or may not help, you can try it, is to wear a rubber band around your wrist. Mm-hmm. And when you find yourself or someone else says to you, you just said it again, snap the rubber band. So in that moment, we're using our unconscious to deal with our conscious mind a little bit. I was talking with somebody earlier today about hypnosis, and they said, does hypnosis work? And I said, yeah, but once you have to make the commitment on a conscious level and change the, begin the process of changing behavior on a conscious level before hypnosis works. Hypnosis, by definition, works underneath knowledge. That's what it means, underneath knowing. So if you've made a conscious commitment, then an unconscious commitment just pushes you forward a little bit. If you haven't made the conscious, when we're awake, our conscious is what's basically driving the car. So our unconscious is not going to be as effective. Once our conscious mind has made the decision, which is why slowing it down, being aware that it's a space holder, really not a tick, and it's a result of just trying to buy ourselves a little time to think it through a bit more, and someone reminding you, that's why the dinner table conversation, and you might also, for the dinner table conversation, anytime somebody uses one of their crutches, their space holders, to put in 50 cents or a dollar or have to do the, you could keep track, and whoever does it the most has to make dinner the next night. So all of those things are consciously avoiding what is really just sloppiness. And all, basically, if you listen to anybody, I just said basically, if you listen to anybody on the air, everybody does it because we're being extemporaneous. But for people like me who talk so fast, it's probably more of a, of an issue than it is for people who just slow down. So if I remind myself to just slow down, and you can tell I caught myself saying basically because I was both aware of it, somebody had made me aware of it, and I was talking a little more slowly.
Yeah, you know, it's funny when you say this is all clicking into place about speaking a little bit more slowly. Now, I mentioned my my husband and me and my daughter. I also have two sons, and we were all talking about it. And the middle one said that we discovered that he says om a lot. He takes after me. He does that. The oldest has high-functioning autism. He's the only one in the family that doesn't really do it.
Yep.
He also speaks more slowly than the rest of us.
Yep.
So it fits in precisely with what you were saying.
Well, and because he's autistic, the idea of filling, he's going to process information slightly differently, number one. Number two, by definition, people who are autistic are a little less attuned to other people. And presumably the reason we're doing it, we don't stutter when we're talking to ourselves, right?
Right.
Because it doesn't make any difference. We don't have to worry about dead airspace. So we don't have sloppy habits. Quite often we don't talk to ourselves. It's in our head. But in our head we're not saying, we just, because there's no one there to hear it. So somebody who's less attuned to an audience is going to be less prone to that kind of behavior.
Good point.
And the idea is that interruptions, he probably doesn't, either he ignores people trying to interrupt him, he probably doesn't interrupt other people. He's dealing with a slightly different, not only processing unit, but social interaction unit.
Right. Right.
So cool,
he does process differently, and he's not thinking that much about the dead space. It's not of concern to him. Like it is for the rest of us.
Exactly. And he hasn't been taught that when he starts talking, someone else will take over, or one of the ways to keep somebody's attention is to keep talking, or, gee, I have to get this in quickly before somebody interrupts me. He's dealing with a different set of social norms and what's not only social norms, but social conventions in terms of how we speak, why we speak, what the point of speech is. So,
right.
All righty.
Very good. Thank you.
All right.
Excellent and very enlightening. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Thanks. So I was going to say I basically wanted to help, but I'm not going to do that. I do appreciate people giving me a bit of a hard time, depending on the day. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, I think Manny had hoped that I would forget, but Manny, I have not.
Oh, I know you haven't.
You know that it was, you know, that I was tending to business, that it was great that we get people who were calling who needed my professional help. But Manny and I, after he scalped me last year on the Super Bowl bet, decided that he didn't want to take my money this year, so we had, do we call it a gentleman's bet? I don't even know what we call it. We call it bragging rights. Mm-hmm. And I would just like to go on record as saying, publicly. Nanner, nanner, nanner. And I did talk him out of 7 points.
You've been holding that in for about an hour and 20 minutes, haven't you?
Not bad, huh? You didn't think I had that kind of self-restraint, did you? You thought I was going to be busting out in the middle of a phone call saying, Michael, let me get back to you in just a minute. Nanner, nanner, nanner. Okay, Michael, what was your question? No. All right, so here's the deal. Manny and I had a bragging rights bet on the Super Bowl 50, the Panthers versus the Broncos, and Manny was generous enough to give me 7 points because the spread was 5.5. And for those of you who just got in from Mars, the Broncos won the game 24-10. It was a really fun game. It was sloppy.
Very sloppy.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
I sent Manny a kind of vaguely smarmy email at halftime. But halftime was a lot iffier. And at the end of the game, I said, didn't we agree to bet $10? Which Manny, unfortunately, has a good enough memory to say, no. He didn't even respond to the email. He just ignored me.
I was thinking to myself, yeah, nice try, Joy.
No, good, yeah. Yeah, try and go. And I'm thinking, I should have bet. Except if I'd bet him, I probably would have lost anyway. But I just thought it was, there were a couple of penalties that number 21 on the Broncos, I thought, should have been thrown out of the game.
Yeah, well, the
grabbing the face mask.
Yeah, that was the big one. That.
Well, and he'd had at least one and maybe two unnecessary roughness before that.
Yeah, he had that, and then he had the face mask, and then there was one.
Where he didn't get caught.
Yeah, where he, he almost, on the field goal that Carolina missed. The field goal hit it off the goalpost.
Right.
The field goal kicker hit it off the goalpost. It looked like he was very, very close to being offside on the play. And I don't remember what it was fourth down, of course, because Carolina was kicking the field goal. And I don't remember what the distance was, but offsides is a 5-yard penalty. And if it's fourth and three and you get called for offsides, it gives that team the first down because it's, but I can't remember what the down and distance or what the distance was, but he almost got called for offsides there too. So,
but that one, I mean, yeah, there was just something. He was just. If I were the coach, I probably would have benched him. Except there was clearly the defense's game.
Yeah, that's the tough thing with a guy like him because he's a really, really good player, but
obviously.
He cost the Broncos a game earlier against Indianapolis this season. Late in the game because he got called for a 15-yard penalty because he went and poked a Indianapolis Colts player. He went and poked the guy in the eye and got a flag for it and ended up costing Denver the game.
Yeah, I mean, it just and you could see, I mean, I remember seeing, what was it, Slapshot, the movie about hockey,
mm-hmm.
and encouraging violence in players, and I know what happens. And so I was with some people who really don't understand much about football, and they said, how could that happen? And I said, well, it's a violent game, and especially the defense is really encouraged to be aggressive, and it's a high-stakes game, and so they're all adrenalized and testosterized, and I didn't even want to talk about performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
And what's the thing about Peyton Manning and human growth hormone?
Well,
where did that come from?
Yeah, apparently...
With his neck thing.
Yeah, well, apparently something was in a report that some HGH, human growth hormone, was delivered to his wife. And so right around the time where he was sitting out a year.
I thought it was a fun game. I thought the halftime that Beyonce and Bruno Mars just blew Coldplay off the stage. I sort of felt sorry for Chris Martin to a certain extent. At least they could have given him a leather jacket or something. I mean, he just was so upstaged by the two of them. And the other thing, did you know that commercials cost $5 million for a 30-second spot?
Yeah, I think it was, $12 million for a one-minute spot or something like that. I don't know what the numbers were exactly, but, yeah, it was unbelievable.
I'll tell you what, let's talk with Melissa, and we can talk. If any of you guys want to comment on either the Super Bowl or the commercials, I thought the commercials were a little disappointing this year, to be quite honest. I like the one with Willem Dafoe being the Snickers one of turning into Marilyn Monroe. I thought that one was kind of smart, but the rest of them. We'll talk later. Melissa, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't don't have to, this isn't even a problem, but I just, you're so such a smart lady, I thought I would ask your advice on what to say to my husband.
Okay.
I have probably the best husband in the world.
Groovy?
Yes, he's off the chart. I'm going to be going out of town, and I'm only going to be going out of town for 3 days, for goodness sakes. And he surprised me last night with a jacuzzi bath and two glasses of wine for us. I mean, so he's utterly romantic. We've been married for 30 years, and he's wonderful. Because of this, he has some foot neuropathy, and
he has some what?
Foot neuropathy.
You know, foot neuropathy. Got it. Okay.
Tingle, and so 2 or 3 years ago, I started rubbing his feet.
Okay.
Well, you know, he's such a terrific guy. This is not a problem, but it now it's like he just. You know, whenever we watch TV, it just puts his feet over on me. You know, and I want to say, you know, it's not special if I do it every night for you. I somehow want to say, hey, once a week, bud.
Okay. All right. I hear what you're saying. All right, we can look at it a couple of different ways. What you could look at it as is that he's the guy of special that likes doing special things. But what makes him feel most connected is the ordinary. The fact that the two of you have dinner every night. So one possibility is just figuring out some other way of doing something special and deciding that this is an okay thing to do. My guess is that's not going to sit terribly well with you, so let's figure out some other things. So I think saying to him, look, I don't want to do this all the time, is going to hurt his feelings. And what he'll do is he won't say, well, yeah, I do all this stuff for you, but that's what he'll be thinking. So we don't want to do it. All right, so here's what I would suggest. You've got Valentine's Day coming up. And you could do one of two things, or maybe both of them. You can go and get, in fact, two different things just popped into my head. One is, I'll tell you what, we just came up to the break, so I've got three suggestions for you. I'll give you the easy one first, which is to get him a gift certificate for reflexology, for a reflexology thing. But I have two other suggestions for you, so hang on with me and I'll get to you in just a minute. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. It's been a busy day today, but we still have room for you. All right, so we were talking with Melissa, who's got a great husband, and her only real complaint is that he has a foot neuropathy. That can come as a result of diabetes. It can come as a result of alcoholism. It can come as a result of some nerve damage. So I don't know what's causing it, but he really loves having his feet rubbed. And so she's gotten in the habit of doing it, but he's gotten in the habit of kind of demanding it. So, and because he's such a great husband, saying, listen, I don't want to do this all the time is probably going to hurt his feelings, because he's going to think, well, I do all this stuff for you. But, so I'm saying, she wants it to be special. I'm saying one of the things she can do is for Valentine's Day getting him a reflexology appointment. And if he really loves that, you can do that once a week. And not only is that special, but it quite often will help the neuropathy. So that's one possibility. Other things I were going to suggest is for Valentine's Day getting him a foot spa. And they usually have them at Bed Bath, and they're not very expensive. They're, you know, $20-$25. And instead of rubbing his feet when he's watching television, you can fill it up with warm water and put a little dishwashing detergent in it. Not dishwasher, but dishwashing detergent in it. And he can use those. And so you're not doing anything, and just doing that for him every other day or something might help. Also, you can get some wooden beads. I'm trying to think, probably at Bed Bath as well. And you can, so you run them, your feet along them, so that the beads, because you're also putting your weight on them, can make you feel, can actually help the feet a bit more too. There's Melissa back, huh? We lost you for a second there, sugar.
Yeah, I know I'm driving. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. All right, so I was saying that, one of the possibilities is getting him, as we talked about, a gift certificate for reflexology. And if he really loves it, you can do it like once a week. And that not only will relieve you of some of the burden, but also will help his feet, because there are people who are really good at it. The second possibility is hitting Bed Bath & Beyond or some place like that. And I think they're called foot spas. And they are a little, exactly what you'd expect. They're kind of a little bowl that you plug in. And you put a little warm water and a little dishwashing soap in it, which is exactly what they do at a spa. And then he puts his feet on it, and vibrate.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and that'll relieve you. And because it's vibration, which will help and not put quite so much pressure on your thumbs, for example. The third possibility is, I think Bed Bath has them. I know I have them at one point. You can get these wooden balls that basically you can use them for back rubs. You can use them on the bottom of your feet. And because the balls are wooden, and they're round and they move, that, and you're using gravity and the weight of your foot, you can just push your foot back and forth. And they are very relaxing, especially for somebody who's got a neuropathy, and relieves you of it. So you're sort of tuning into the fact that this is something that's really valuable to him, but it means your hands aren't tired all the time. It also means that some of the times when you're watching television, you can have a bowl of popcorn in your lap, which you share with him, which means your lap is a little less available. You can be sitting across the room or reading, and maybe every once in a while give him a little back rub. So rather than saying, hey, fella, this is a little demanding on your part, just give him alternatives that will make him feel special or relieve your hands of the pressure, and so off you go into the sunset having another 30 great years together.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. Great advice. I could count on you, Dr. Jordan.
Well, I'm glad you can. I just don't, you're right, don't call me when you're in your car, so, because I don't want to hear, you know, the loud crash every once in a while. But this should be really fun, and it'll be fun for him as well. And the only thing I don't want you to be disappointed about is if he likes doing any of these things better than having you do it occasionally. But I think it'll feel more, it'll be a great deal more special to you and to him if he has some alternatives, and so do you.
Well, thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.
Happy,
and for those of you who don't know about reflexology, the thing you can do is you can order charts about reflexology. Hopefully you're still there. The other thing that you can do is there are charts that you can get. You can probably download it from the internet that show you what the pressure points are in somebody's feet. So you become very expert at giving a foot massage. May not be exactly what you had in mind, since we're trying to get you out of the position a bit, but if he's got these other alternatives, and when you give him a foot massage, it's a more effective foot massage, and you can say to him, especially once you've given him the alternatives, it takes, you know, to give you the really good massage, it takes my hands a day or so to recover, or a couple of days to recover, so I get the strength back. But if he's got alternatives, and these alternatives should work as well, if not better, than a personal massage, although getting your feet rubbed. Yes, yes. Sorry, that was just me being appreciative of foot rubs. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, so did you think that the Super Bowl commercials were as great this year as usual?
I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to them, and I think part of that is just because none of them really,
really
stood out to me.
Well, and it turns out, here's what they're doing, that apparently, here, I actually have some statistics on this just because I was curious about it. Believe it or not, almost half the people who watch Super Bowl are women. Which doesn't surprise me because I watch it. But the notion is that it's all men, that women are all watching movies, and it's really not true. It turns out that they preview the commercials now. They said 40 ads and more than 130 teasers had been posted on YouTube. If they post their teasers on YouTube in advance, they get better than double the number of views. So, I mean, look, if you're spending $5 million for a 30-second spot, you want as many people. It turns out that they evaluate the efficacy of a commercial by how many people see it and how many people can identify the product. And they're not the same thing. The famous Apple computer one where you had the black and white of people walking off the edge of the earth, mm-hmm. never said Apple on it, never said what the product was, but everybody remembers that. It was hugely controversial at the time. Almost 20% of adults say that ads are the most important part of the Super Bowl. They're aside, probably all marketers.
Aside from the game, I hope.
No.
Is that including the game?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's interesting.
That's almost half as many who cite the game itself. So half as many people, about 35%. Of people say the most important part of the Super Bowl is the game. Strangely enough, think about that. That's slightly more than a third.
Wait, how?
I think it's the most important
percentage.
34.7.
34. So only a third of the people said that the most important part of the Super Bowl is the game itself.
Yes. Half 17, okay. Almost 18% say it's the commercials. Food, getting together with friends is the main draw. 1/4 say they don't watch the game.
Goodness.
1 in 8 people view Super Bowl ads as entertainment. 18% say the ads make them aware of advertisers' brands, and 10% say they influence their buying decisions. Well, I guess if you're talking about how many people watch the Super Bowl, I mean, it's one of the most watched events in the world.
Well, they got a...
This
year was the second highest rated, I think.
Do we know how many people watched?
I don't know the exact numbers, but...
you can probably get it, yeah.
Yeah,
but the idea is that they're previewing ads. Think about that for a moment. they said that celebrities help you. They had the Hyundai ad. Hyundai's chief marketing officer. Let's see if I can find some more of this. Oh, they had the Hulk on it. I thought most of the ads were kind of stupid. I really liked, as I said, the Willem Dafoe in the dress. Mostly that's because I like Willem Dafoe, and he's somewhat unlikely to be in a Marilyn Monroe dress. The Jason Bourne ad was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
The razor, the grubby razor one I've seen before, and I thought it was awful. I didn't like that at all. I just thought most of the one, and Steve Harvey saying that I really didn't make a mistake about this.
Yeah, the Steve Harvey one, was the commercial I really noticed.
Yeah, but I still didn't think it was terrific.
Yeah.
Did you?
It was okay.
I mean, it was okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, you knew.
It was sort of an inside joke, but it wasn't that
right.
cool
well,
a joke.
And you knew, you know, once I saw Steve Harvey in the commercial, like right away I knew, okay, well, this is probably going to play off of the...
Yeah, it was. Fashion. But it was, and I thought the Steve Tyler one was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And having Helen Mirren drink a Budweiser. Although I got to tell you, I mean, I am a Peyton Manning fan. I thought the Kevin Hart one of tracing his daughter was kind of stupid. But if Peyton Manning had said one more time, I'm not going to talk about retirement right now because I'm going to kiss my wife, hug my kids, celebrate with my family, have a Budweiser, and thank the man upstairs, I was going to vomit. He said that no less than 7 times. I clearly memorized his speech. 855, I could be Peyton Manning. At least he didn't say he was going to Disney World. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And the bragging rights, I suppose this is the last time I can actually point out that that I would have won a lot of money if I'd bet you. Well, I did bet you, but the bragging rights are probably more valuable to me than trying to collect the money from you.
You just want your revenge from Last year.
I got you that check really fast, though.
You did.
Right? I always pay my debt.
I cashed really fast, too.
Yeah. Done. Before she stops payment, I would not have done that. are talking about Super Bowl commercials. I thought the Seth Rogen, Amy Schuller one was fun. I have no idea what it was about, though. And I guess that's one of the points. Mm-hmm. I used to do a program in San Francisco that said, tell me your favorite commercial. And people could describe commercial. Tell me your favorite and your least favorite commercial. The favorite commercials people could define in great detail. Almost without exception, they couldn't tell me what the product was. As opposed to the ones they hated, the all-time most hated commercials were Don't Squeeze the Charmin and Ring Around the Collar, because everybody felt they were demeaning and obviously about products that were not, that men can't wash their own shirts or something. But everybody always remembered the product. So advertising classes used to use that show as an example that brilliant commercials do not necessarily do. They may win awards, but they may not get people to change their habits. And we were just looking at the marketing survey that said that about 10% of the people decide that their influence, they'll buy the product based on a Super Bowl commercial. And Manny just looked up the statistics of how many people watched. The most watched Super Bowl ever was last year.
Yep.
About 114 million people. This one came close, and it's just under 112 million people.
111.9, yeah.
Yeah. So if you figure 10% of that, that's 11 million people changing their behavior. So 11 million people, it's probably worth $5 million, right?
Yeah.
Right, depending on what the product is. The commercial that I liked the best, other than the Willem Dafoe, which was the public service announcement, I can tell you actually who was brought to you by, because I cared about it a lot, which is turn off the faucet while you're brushing your teeth. My daughter, who works for the EPA, tuned me into that 5 years ago because she was at the house and she said, Mom, why are you running the water when you're brushing your teeth? So I don't know. She said, turn the water off. So I do. You use 4 gallons of water when you're doing that. And as the ad pointed out, that's more than some people use in a week. So we're talking about conservation. We're talking about the fact that in many societies, clean water is not very available. And when clean water is not very available, guess who's sent to get the water? Females, young females. If they're sent to get the water, guess what they're not doing? They're not going to school. So it becomes this vicious cycle of keeping especially females in a cycle of ignorance and poverty. So don't let the faucet run while you're brushing your teeth. Start scrubbing, get it all, and take a sip of water. Dump it out, and you can rinse the sink, but don't use the 4 gallons, okay? If we all start doing that, we will make a difference in the world. Colgate is the one who sponsored the commercial. So as far as I'm concerned, I will now, the next time I'm at the grocery store and need toothpaste, I will buy Colgate, because they're the ones who sponsored it. As far as I'm concerned, yay Colgate. So there we go. I'm trying to think what other commercials I thought. Oh, I actually listened for a moment to somebody I really don't like very much. Oh, the Dorito commercial with the pregnant woman. That one I thought was fairly disgusting, actually. And all right, the one with the dachshunds and they were like dressed as hot dogs and running to the mustard. I thought it was disgusting, but I did remember it was the mustard. So I was watching. What was I watching? Something. Oh, what's his name? Steve Colbert, for a minute, just because I forgot to turn off the TV. And I was sort of getting everything ready to shut down. And he said that the Denver Broncos had won the Super Bowl, and therefore that everybody in Denver was setting fire to cars. And that the Pacers had lost, so everybody there was setting fire to cars, which is why there were so many car commercials, because they knew that they were going to need more cars. Huh. You didn't find that amazing or cute. It's probably not that cute. All righty. Couple more things. Today is the beginning. Chinese New Year begins today. Lunar calendar. It is the year of the monkey. And guess who you folks know was born in the year of the monkey? That would be me, which I didn't even know. I thought I was the year of the rat, but I looked it up today, and I am the year of the monkey. And guess what the monkey's characteristics are? Intelligence. Oh, come on. Couldn't you have said a nice sense of humor or something? I mean, come on. They also said cunning, and one of my friends said, you're the least cunning person I know. You have no stealth about you. But, so there's that. And also, for those of you, I had mentioned, I think in one of my do-it-yourself you know, I'm not a helpless woman sort of moments. Excuse me, I had mentioned that I had a pitcher that leaked, that I was using it as a vase, and all of a sudden there was water all over everything. So I spackled it, and I was very proud of myself for doing that. And then I used it as a vase again, thinking that it was all solved. Folks, let me tell you what happens when you get submerge spackle. It basically turns out to be the consistency of literally wet paper towel. It does not work. You cannot use it to make something watertight. What can I tell you? I just assumed once it hardened that it was impermeable. It is not. So that's just my helpful hint from Heloise for the moment. All right. So now I've got, what have I got, 2 minutes here? Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what today is in history, because we really don't have time to do anything else. Right? Because I kind of used up our time. All right, it's National Boy Scout Day, because in 1910, the Boy Scouts of America was incorporated by William D. Boyce. Boy, they've had some changes in the last couple of years, haven't they?
Yeah.
In 1865, Delaware did not exactly cover itself with glory. It rejected the 13th Amendment to the Constitution and voted to continue slavery. They finally ratified the amendment basically not till 1901. That's 36 years later.
Wow.
Delaware. Too bad. 1837, Richard Johnson became the first Vice President of the United States chosen by the U.S. Senate. You know how they used to do it, is the person who won the most votes got the presidency. The person who got the second most votes was the Vice President. So quite often you had opposing parties. Although these days, where you have such hotly fought sort of nominations, that may not be a whole different, but at least they're in the same party. Well, for those of us who listen to the radio, and hopefully that's all of you, in 1922, Warren G. Harding put the first radio in the White House. That was the other thing that Steve Colbert did, which is he did this thing with Barack Obama, which is throwing him a football. The whole thing was... Although Barack Obama does have a good sense of comic timing. What can I tell you? The first 8 brass star plaques are installed on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1960. And in 1971, the NASDAQ stock market index opened for the very first time. There you go. And Congress passed the Communications Decency Act. I don't want to hear your comments about that. 855-993-7569. And on this day in 2013, a blizzard wrecked the East Coast, so thank goodness that's not happening today. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.